So our special guest this morning, David Tennant's here.
Hello. Hello.
It's great to have you with us, David.
It's lovely to be here. I feel like almost a regular on your show.
Well, we'd love you to come on any time you like.
Well, I can't believe it. It's been like nearly a year since you've asked me on.
I think it has been.
Yeah.
I noticed
we used to be close. You used to write all the time.
When I came into the building this morning, just after five, there were already fans waiting for you.
Oh, really? I walked in unencumbered.
Oh, maybe they weren't waiting for you.
They weren't waiting for me. I think they were waiting for Jamie.
Yeah.
Toby Anstis is on in 20 minutes. That's what they've been waiting for. It's been, you know, I don't want to talk too much about Doctor Who.
Sorry, what?
Do you still find, though, that you are still kind of followed by Doctor Who fans?
It looked like a Doctor Who fan.
I don't know what you're implying.
I know.
In saying that, and I'm just going to carry on.
Put it this way, he was wearing a massive Dalek outfit.
That is a giveaway. Yeah. I think it's the sort of thing, I think I have to accept, and I'm happy to accept, that it's something that will follow me around or shuffle after me for
ever.
The rest of time, but that's fine. Yeah, I'm just back from Albuquerque, where I thought I could travel unencumbered, but no, there's quite a few Doctor Who fans there as well.
What were you doing out there?
I've just been making a movie! Yeah, I've just been doing Fright Night out there.
Oh, right.
More stuff with vampires?
Yeah.
What is it about vampires?
Well, they are very zeitgeist, aren't they? Mm. But this isn't... Fright Night's not a... It's not an emo vampire. It's like a proper vampire that rips your head off. It's like an
nice.
Old-school vampire. Yeah.
A more aggressive type of vampire.
Yeah, like a big, sexy vampire.
Do you play the vampire?
No, I'm a vampire hunter. Colin Farrell's a vampire. He's much sexier than me.
And what's he like to work with?
Very cool. Nice bloke.
Does he not look a little out of hand? I can't imagine him to be quite reckless.
I think he had his wild days. Mm. But I think he's very much a very straight down the line character. He's really lovely, properly lovely man, yeah.
You also have a rom-com coming out next year, Decoy Bride.
I do. Yes.
So because I was reading in the paper that, you know, you did a pilot for an American TV show called Rex Is Not Your Lawyer.
I did, yeah.
And there was some sort of scathing thing about, oh, it didn't work out. Excuse me, this doesn't sound like it's not working out in the States.
Well, you know, the papers don't want to write something nice about you if they can turn it into something nasty, do they? So, yeah, you know, it's all this. I just did a pilot, but now I'm doing some other stuff.
Now you're doing movies.
Yeah, movies, baby.
Movies.
And which, out of all the things you've done, out of, like, you know, the Harry Potter and Casanova and all the, what's been your favourite thing? What do you look
back
on the thing you've enjoyed the most?
Single Father Sunday Night, 9 p.m. BBC One,
right there,
hasn't it?
Of course, yeah. We're all looking forward to that.
Because they paid for the car in today, right. So let's be honest.
And that looks like a weepy.
It is, actually. Well, it is a weepy, but not in. It's not sentimental. It's really well written. It's a really lovely thing. I mean, I know I sounded flip there, but I really am really proud of it. So, please watch on Sunday. Okay.
It's David Tennant's new. And that's a one-off, is it? It's just a
four
one-off.
Four parts.
It's called Single Father. We look out for that. Listen, we have so much to talk to. Would you stick around for a little bit longer?
Oh, all right, then.
David Tennant's our special guest this morning.